commit thy way unto him. April 11. Lovingly he counsels us. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. With ordinary humanity there is a selfishness, an ambition, that mars the work of God. Self-interest must be lost sight of. There should be no aiming to be first, no standing aloof from God's workman, speaking and writing in a bigoted manner of things that have not been critically and prayerfully investigated and humbly brought before the council. The future world is close at hand, with its unalterable and solemn issues, so near, so very near, and such a great work to be done, so many important decisions to be made, yet in your councils the preconceived opinions, the selfish ideas and plans, the wrong traits of character received by birth, are lugged in, and allowed to have an influence. You should ever feel that it is a sin to move from impulse. You should ever feel that power, using it to carry out your own ends regardless of the consequences to others, because you are in a position that makes this possible, but you should use the power that is given you as a sacred, solemn trust, remembering that you are servants of the Most High God, and must meet in the judgment every decision that you make. If your acts are unselfish, and for the glory of God, they will bear the trying test. Ambition is death to spiritual advancement, genius is erring, slothful indolence is criminal, but a life where every just principle is respected must be a successful one. As the little child sets forth on that journey in which, sooner or later, he must choose his own course, himself deciding life's issues for eternity, how earnest should be the effort to direct his trust to the sure guide and helper.